Hello everyone, welcome to the first episode of Shipwreck. Today we're at Duke Orsino's court, here to talk to Viola, his wife, about her experiences and the people she's met during her time in Illyria. Now let's get started on to the questions.
So Viola, were you uncomfortable giving Olivia a message of love from Orsino, especially considering how you felt about him, or were you completely fine with it?
That's a great question. When Duke Orsino asked me to woo Olivia for him, I had only been working as a servant for a few days, so I was quite shocked that he already trusted me enough to do this. I wouldn't say I was completely fine with it, considering I had managed to fall in love with Orsino over the short period of time, but I was willing to do it. At the time, I never thought telling him of my feelings was an option, because that would mean revealing my identity, and I couldn't do that. I had given up on that hope and only thought of what I had to do to survive, so if he thought that being with Olivia would make him happy, then I would help him the best that I could.
When do you think Orsino started loving you back?
I believe that Orsino truly loved me after it was revealed to everyone that my true identity was Viola. Our bond that we had already formed was already strong, so it didn't take much for him to fall for me. Orsino's love for Olivia was superficial. Maybe he loved the idea of having a figure as prominent as Olivia beside him. It wasn't like that for our relationship, though.
So the next question is, was there any difference in the way Orsino treated you after finding out you were a female all along?
Well, I felt that Orsino always treated me with kindness and affection, even when he believed I was a boy named Cesario. He's very kind and passionate, especially about poetry and love, which is why I loved him in the first place. Not much changed after he found out that I was truly female, except for the affection he already had for me grew into something more.
Would you have rather seen Orsino happy with Olivia, or to see him miserable without her?
So, seeing Orsino so infatuated and determined to win Olivia over made me jealous, I will admit. It never felt to me like true love, like he was almost forcing himself since she had a higher position. And, of course, she never returned his feelings. It was almost ironic how we all managed to fall in love with someone who, at least at the time, loved someone else. In the end, though, I would rather see him happy with Olivia than see him miserable without her, but I truly don't believe he would be happy in that relationship.
What I would really like to know, Viola, is, what was it like having to dress like a boy to survive?
Well, everything was happening so fast. I had just been in a shipwreck with my brother, Sebastian, not that long before I arrived in Illyria. I was thankfully rescued by a sea captain, but at the time I had believed that my brother had been lost to the sea. So, obviously, it was a bittersweet moment, and my emotions were running wild. I knew that I had to get on land and that I needed money. Without my brother with me, that was harder to do, so I would have to do some drastic things. In the end, I felt like dressing as a man was the best option for my success. Of course, changing your identity like that and pretending to be someone I wasn't was hard, but I felt it was a necessary thing to do to survive. In the moment, I was willing to do it in order to do just that, survive.
Viola, what were your first impressions of Olivia's household?
When I arrived to the house for the first time, I was stopped by Sir Toby at the gates. He was quite obviously drunk, so it was hard to determine how I felt about him at first. He was there trying to stop me from entering, but I had refused to leave because I was not going to let Orsino down, which finally did result in my admittance into the house by a man named Malvolio. Now, once I was inside, I met Olivia, the lady of the house. I had already been told by the captain who saved me that she was a virtuous maid and a daughter of a count, so I had that in mind before the meeting. Once I started talking to her, I realized that she was smart and sassy, countering everything I said and not giving in to her Sino's attempts. She knew what she wanted, and as much as that made my job harder, I admired it.
So, Viola, we are now on to our final question. Did you ever feel remorse for Olivia for loving someone who didn't exist?
Well, I did, of course. Olivia was someone I really liked because I saw so many similarities between us. The obvious thing being how we had both lost a brother, which made me feel a connection with her. I really sympathized with her, not only for the loss of someone we loved, but because, just like her, I had fallen in love with someone who didn't return those same feelings as I did.
Thank you so much, Viola, for letting me come here to talk to you today. I am sure we all loved hearing your answers, and I am so glad we could get to know you better.